I'd like to start off each message with a quote from one of the saints. And this morning's quote comes from St. Teresa of Avila, who says, "May today there be peace within. May you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith. May you be content knowing that you are a child of God. Let this presence," she says, "settle into your bones and allow your the soul the freedom to sing, dance, praise, and love. It is there," she says, "for each and every one of us." As always, it's so good to be with you, especially on this morning, this very special Easter Resurrection morning. Celebrating Mass with you, and particularly on this morning, is definitely one of the highlights of my week. And on this Easter morning, I am particularly grateful for the gift of Jesus. The gift of Jesus. The resurrection of God is his greatest yes to life. Greatest yes to life. And after 63 years of living, Jesus continues to take my breath away. Each day is filled with new possibilities. How true, how very true. The more that you get to know him, the more you want to know him. So I've put together for you, for your consideration, what I would call a short list of reasons of what we have to be grateful for Jesus. The first thing is that Jesus satisfies our deepest longing. Jesus answers the fundamental questions of life. And at times we can be so at one with him that something as the gentle sound of a spring rain can be heard echoing in the inner chambers of our soul. Jesus guides us each moment, showing by example how to love God, others, and ourselves. He leads us to become the holy men and women of God that we eagerly desire to be and the good examples that he wants us to set before others. The second thing is that Jesus encourages us when times are challenging. Now, Jesus himself said that in this life, you're going to have troubles and sorrows. But then he doesn't stop there. He says, but be of good cheer because he, Jesus, has overcome the world. For example, when faced with losses, you realize that Jesus has much, many more gains to offer you. For example, it is knowing that it's going to be okay even when things are unraveling in your life quickly. For example, it's being able to smile in spite of everything. So in those times when we need to lean into our trusted friend, we find hope, strength, and comfort. Jesus is forever bringing us new beginnings, new breakthroughs, and second, third, and fourth chances in life. The third thing is that Jesus carries us over into the next life. Here's the power of the resurrection right here. Death is nothing to fear. Death is nothing to fear. And that's what we're here affirming today together. See, life is not ended, but life is transformed into something that is beyond our ability to imagine. It is so beautiful. It is so wonderful. And I was thinking earlier this week about all those in our parish families who have passed away over the last year. But remember this, today, because of Christ's death and because of his resurrection, they are celebrating the first Easter in heaven. Can you imagine what that would be like? So let me be up close and personal with you this morning. Is this life in Christ how you want to live? Can you think of anything more satisfying considering the turmoil and the challenges that exist in our world today? Here's some great news for all of us. And such a life is not reserved for a select few, but to all those who are willing to make their relationship with Jesus a top priority. See, Jesus invites us. He accepts us with arms wide open, saying to us, "Come unto me, come unto me." And even someone as unworthy as myself can experience the immediate nearness of the source of life. So I'd like to close quickly with a few brief points on how you can deepen your walk with Jesus. The first thing is to make Jesus the center of your life. Well, you've already said that. Yes, I know I have. But it's worth repeating again. See, here's the reality of life. You integrate this into your life and into your thinking, and you'll be liberated. You'll be set free in life. See, and it is this. Christ is not just another part of your life. Jesus is your life. He is your life. The second thing is to spend time with Jesus every day. Now, walking with Jesus is something that we do on a daily basis. Could you imagine having a relationship with somebody if you never spoke with them? Well, that would be very difficult to do, wouldn't it? It'd be impossible. So we walk with Jesus on a daily basis. And if we say, "Well, I'm too busy, I've got this to do, I've got that to do," then we really don't want to be that close to him. Here's a very fundamental question to ask you. Are you going to take a breath today? Well, you've already taken a bunch, haven't you? Well, of course you have. Well, breathing is that's how essential our relationship with Jesus is. It's as important as breathing is today. And you will never receive more than a beggar's portion of life, what life has to offer, if you don't spend time with him. Don't put Jesus on call for emergencies alone. Think about it. This is another wonderful, profound statement to think about in life. The God of the universe wants to spend time with you. The God of the universe wants to spend time with you. How can you say no to such a wonderful invitation? The third thing is to speak his language. How do we communicate with Jesus? Well, we communicate in the way that he taught us, and that is we communicate through love. See, the language of God is the language of love. So communicate with him through his word, this language of love, this language through prayer and adoration, acts of kindness and goodness towards others, speaking his name to others. But the reality is that the possibilities are unlimited in speaking the language of love. The fourth and final thing is to make the parish a vital part of your life. Now, the action of your presence here this morning at Mass is a positive reminder of your belief in this very reality. Christ instituted the church, and through it, we receive many other gifts. We receive the sacraments, which are so important. Sacraments such as we experienced last night. The sacrament of baptism. The sacrament of initiation. Of reconciliation. And most importantly, we receive the sacrament of the Eucharist. And in today's world, these are absolutely essential graces that we need if we're going to live a life of victory and success. Remember, you're not a victim in life. You are a victor in life through Jesus Christ. I'd like to leave you with two thoughts for reflection this morning. First of all, this morning's message hashtag is the joy of Jesus. Oh, I love that, don't you? The joy of Jesus. So let me ask you, do you desire a deeper walk with Christ? If you do, commit to him right here and right now, and don't let another second pass you by. And the second thing is this. Take a few moments this morning to ask yourself this question. Is my faith working for me? Is my faith working for me? And then select one area in which you're going to strive to improve your walk with Jesus. God bless all of you.